It's lunchtime at Altera Coffee Roasters on Prospect Avenue on Milwaukee's east side. Workers are busy in the factory behind the dining area, mixing beans in a circular vat. Altera started its business empire in Milwaukee in 1993 as a small kiosk in Bayshore Mall. The company expanded to this location a decade ago. Lincoln Fowler is one of three owners who purchased the abandoned building on Prospect near the corner of East North Avenue.
There were a lot of leaves blowing down the street. There were some buildings that were significantly underutilized, this one being among them. The Kenilworth building, although it doesn't look like it today, looked like a pretty much a minimum security prison at the time. The Ford dealership up on the corner was no great shakes.
Despite the stark look, Fowler was willing to make an investment. That's because he lived in the neighborhood and believed it had significant potential for redevelopment.
You know, certainly there were issues, but there were good things as well. It was a bit of a diamond in the rough, but the raw material, the raw ingredients for a great, successful community were there.
Those makings included the existence of other successful bars and restaurants, a student workforce looking for employment in the service industry, and a higher income population that had money to burn. Fowler's risk paid off. The opening of the Altera Cafe with its outdoor dining area brought increased foot traffic to the neighborhood. Within the year, business owners in the area formed the East Side Business Improvement District, or BID. Executive Director Jim Plaisted says under the BID, property owners agree to be taxed specifically for revitalization.
And those dollars are collected at the property tax collection by the City of Milwaukee, but they're allocated to the BID, and the city cuts us a check. And then we have the discretion how to spend that money.
Plaisted says the BID spent nearly $2 million of the dollars planting trees, improving curbs and sidewalks, and installing better lighting and street lamps. Eventually, the car dealership on the corner closed. That cleared the way for a big expansion of St. Mary's Hospital. Attached to it, the Whole Foods Market opened late last year. The Kenilworth building, once an eyesore, was redeveloped into a mix of retail and housing for UWM students, along with a new Peck School of the Arts. Third District Alderman Mike D'Amato helped shepherd the revitalization. He says the neighborhood has also seen a couple of high-end condo developments, and that has provided another key to its economic success.
Naturally, what happens, I think, after you begin putting the residential units together is you begin to fill the retail spaces. Retail follows residential.
D'Amato says landing the Whole Foods Market on the corner, along with trendy retailer Urban Outfitters in the Kenilworth building, were huge coups. He says the challenge is to get developers to invest in Milwaukee neighborhoods.
As long as that development is done with high-quality materials, that it's done, you know, for the most part with owner-occupied residential units, and that it's done in a way that is consistent with the planning of the city.
In other words, development in a locale has to make sense. While many neighborhoods east of the river, including Brady Street, have been prospering in recent times, there are sections of D'Amato's district to the west that could be considered developing. Tomorrow, we'll explore Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.